Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men by Taz podcast. My name's Theo. It is Thursday, September 14th. Hope all is well wherever you are. Yeah, I am flying solo here at Red Men HQ as all the other guys are down playing football in London. Wish them all the best. I'll be honest, I'm glad I didn't have to go because I'm not sure I could have took a long drive down there at 6 a.m. But they did it for the course. So yeah, check out some of the socials if you want to see how the guys get on down there playing footy on behalf of the Redmen. Anyway, let's talk about Liverpool news because that's what you're here for. We're going to speak about some injury updates, a little bit about Alisson Becker and his contract situation, and then a reported transfer offer from Turkey for Thiago Alcantara. Right then, I mentioned injury updates. Let's start with those. Liverpool, at time recording this, about 20 minutes ago, released some of their training pictures ahead of their training session today, Thursday. And the great, great, great news is that Ibu Konate, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Thiago Alcantara were all pictured arriving for training, hopefully meaning all three could be fit to play against Wolves at the weekend. Of course, Ibu Konate and Trent Alexander-Arnold both been suffering with hamstring injuries. Konate missed the wins over Aston Villa and Newcastle, while Trent Alexander-Arnold went off during that win over Villa. Both didn't go on international duty for France and England respectively, and there was some doubts whether both would be fit for this game. And given the news that Virgil van Dijk is obviously suspended for the game, there was some pretty major worries actually about who was going to be lining up at the back for the Reds. But provided the lads do the full sessions, provided they come through them unscathed, both Trent Alexander-Arnold and Ibu Konate could be in Liverpool's back four for the trip to Molineux. And then it's great news to see Thiago back on the training pitch. He was meant to be back for the Villa game before the break, suffered a bit of a setback, so hopefully he can get himself fit and available, maybe get himself on the bench for the Wolves game, perhaps have a little eye on getting him some more minutes when Liverpool play in Austria on Thursday against Lask in the Europa League. But yeah, really, really promising news, really, because obviously with no Van Dijk, we definitely wanted Trent and Konate, and it's never a bad thing to see Thiago Alcantara getting himself fit and available. It's been far too long. We haven't seen him in a competitive game since April. He hasn't started, ironically, since Liverpool last went to Wolverhampton Wanderers and got absolutely wellied by Wolves. Really, really good news that all three of those are back. We'll keep an eye on how they do, how much of the training session they do. I'm sure Jürgen will mention more about them at the press conference tomorrow. But it's very, very positive news that all three pictured at the AXA, getting ready for training. Hopefully, they all come through unscathed. And yet, Liverpool have got a much stronger squad heading to that Wolves game. Obviously, a lot of the South American players not pictured in the training because they're obviously making their way back from their various internationals. But the likes of Ryan Gravenberch, Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott, you've got Virgil van Dijk, I know he's suspended, but he was back training as well today. Loads and loads of positive signs for the Reds as they get ready for Wolves, but I'll be absolutely made up if Trent and Konate can go. I'll be honest, I'd have took one of them being fit because I'd have been happy with either or, either Matip and Gomez playing at centre-back with Trent at right-back, or Konate and Matip with Gomez at right-back. If both of them are fit and Liverpool can effectively have three of their best back four available, obviously with the manager's decision, then whether to go with Matip or Gomez next to Ibu Konate, that would be brilliant news as well. So thank you very much, Liverpool. Thank you very much, Liverpool's players, for releasing those images just before we started. Really, really positive news. The next one I want to speak about is Alisson Becker and his contract situation. According to a report from James Pearce of The Athletic, Alisson was of serious interest to Saudi Arabian clubs over the summer. Liverpool rebuffed those without even thinking about them. The owners made it clear that offers would not be entertained, and their stance was unequivocal. The Brazilian goalkeeper is happy and settled at the club, and he actually received a considerable pay rise this summer after a clause was triggered in his contract, which runs until 2027. He is now understood to be the squad's third highest earner behind Mohamed Salah and Virgil van Dijk. It proved a smart move, given Alisson, who's been in outstanding form, felt fully appreciated at the time when there were eye-watering amounts of cash being banded around by teams in the Saudi Pro League. So yeah, Alisson, he hasn't extended his contract. He's still under contract for a long time. We've still got at least four more years of Alisson Becker and hopefully many, many more to come under contract at Liverpool. But he's triggered some type of clause, whether that's games, clean sheets, I don't know what it is. But either way, he's been weighed in, as I like to say, on the wage scale. And Alisson is now Liverpool's third biggest earner at the club, which is a very significant amount, really, because Liverpool have got some very high earners. You know, there's never really official data out there. I use the likes of SpotRack, which give you a rough idea. But according to them, Salah on 350 grand a week. You've got Virgil van Dijk on 220 grand a week, according to SpotRack. And then it was Thiago on 200. Then it was Trent. And then it was Alisson, McAllister, Jota. So it looks like Alisson Becker is at least earning, if he's third, he's somewhere between Virgil van Dijk, sorry, Thiago's 200k a week and Virgil van Dijk's 220. So it looks like he's somewhere in that range again. You're talking an increase of at least £50,000 a week, maybe more if he goes above Thiago. So a significant pay rise indeed for the best goalkeeper on the planet, and anything you can do to keep him sweet, Liverpool should be all over, because he's shown time and time again how good he is. But yeah, really, really smart move on Liverpool in a time when Saudi Arabian interest and money was being banded about. The Reds looked after one of their star players, one of the world-class footballers that they've got at the club. Alisson Becker, congratulations. Enjoy spending your extra 50 odd grand a week, whatever it works out at. I'm sure you'll do just fine with that one. Want to end with this story then from Turkey. It's from the Turkish outlet Star, who say that Trabzonspor, whose name I struggle to say every single time, Trabzonspor, are hoping to land Thiago Alcantara before the Super League deadline this Friday. Yeah, the English window shut, the Saudi window shut, and we thought that might be that, but no, the Turkish window is still open until Friday. And according to Star, Trabzonspor have made an official offer for the 32-year-old midfielder. Now, I spoke on Journo Insight to Neil Jones earlier today, and Neil says that Liverpool are denying that they've had any offers for Thiago. Again, very, very late in the window. If they want to sell somebody, why would they want to do it now? I don't know. Maybe the player wants the move. Again, I don't know. It feels unlikely. I mean, who knows? It's obviously that this is a good time for Turkey if they're looking to try and get some players, given that they can't really go anywhere else. If players have got few options to choose between, then maybe a move to Turkey makes sense. There's reports, for example, ex-Liverpool midfielder John Joe Shelby's on his way over there. It'd be interesting to see if anyone else follows. My sense is I don't think Thiago's going to leave before the deadline on Friday in Turkey, but watch this space, I suppose. Liverpool deny any offers. I think that's the key message in here. But who knows, if he's been told, you know, he's not going to play much, maybe Liverpool could do with freeing up that 200 grand a week that they're paying him. Maybe they've got their eyes on freeing up some room in the squad for a January signing, a la Andrea Figueirense. There's loads and loads of breadcrumbs that might lead you to think that this could be possible, but it feels a little bit late, don't you? I think if they were going to let Thiago go, he probably would have been gone already by now. But yeah, keep an eye out on that one. We'll confirm that, of course. We'll know by the end of Friday where Thiago is or isn't, but the good news on Thiago is that it looks like he's going to be fit and available to at least play some part over the next few weeks, which is amazing because, yeah, he's a world-class footy player when he's fit. He just hasn't been fit long enough. But yeah, that is today's Bite-Size podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to go deeper on all things Liverpool, then head over to redmenplus.com right now. I mentioned before, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, the latest episode of that is streaming on there now, or you can get it, like I say, as a podcast. We spoke about Nunes, Trent, Konate, Andre. You've got your Thiago stuff, been on Alisson, been on Van Dijk, loads and loads of different stuff with Neil. Yeah, giving us the inside scoop from the press box, getting up close and personal with Liverpool Football Club. We've also got expert insight with Dan Club this week. He spoke to Dave Powell about FSG, the search for investors that continues, and a big old academy recap with Matt Addison, who knows a lot about Liverpool's youth teams, talking about the likes of Bobby Clark, Ben Doak, but a few other names that you should be keeping an eye on from now until the rest of the season as well. So yeah, that's all available over on Red Men Plus. Thanks very much for listening to this one. Hope you've enjoyed it. There'll be another Bite Size tomorrow with Chloe. Until then, we'll see you all later. See you in a bit.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.